Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, here we are back for another week. We're going to start out with the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. That'll be the awards program. Will be held on Thursday, October 2nd at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium. It will be hosted by Grammy Award winners country vocalist Leanne Womack and musician Jerry Douglas. Also scheduled to perform is Female Vocalist Song of the Year nominee Claire Lynch, Instrumental Group of the Year nominee Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen, last year's Emerging Artist recipient Della May, and The Boxcars. And then, of course, the performers include all five 2014 Entertainer of the Year nominees. It's Balsam Range, Blue Highway, Daly and Vincent, the Gibson Brothers, and the Del McCoury Band. For more information, including information on the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. That part of the Wide Open Bluegrass is October 3rd and 4th. And we've got the 2014-15 Down Home Concerts. A common thread ties together this year's range of Down Home Concerts roots. Some musicians describe themselves as folk, some of bluegrass, and others as Americana. But all of this year's artists have strong roots that tie their music back to the musical traditions that are still alive and vibrant in North Carolina today. Coming up on Thursday, November 13th, it's Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. Former Old Crow Medicine Show member Willie Watson is touring in support of his debut album, Folk Singer, Volume 1. Aoife O'Donovan will perform on Friday, January 16th at 8 o'clock. Aoife O'Donovan studied at the New England Conservatory, where she dreamed of working with celebrated producer Tucker Martin. Upon graduation, she became lead singer and principal songwriter-songfinder of Crooked Still, one of the world's most acclaimed progressive string groups. And then on January 23rd, it's the Steel Wheels. Brian Sutton Band is performing on Friday, February 13th. And on Friday, February 27th, it's Pokey Lafarge. That's all, once again, the Down Home Concerts. Moving on to Carolina Performing Arts at UNC's Memorial Hall. October 1st and 2nd, a 24-hour history of popular music, the 1910s with Taylor Mack. October 8th, jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis. October 10th, it's the Robert Cray Band. October 22nd, Gabriel Kahane, the Ambassador. November 6th and 7th, it's Curlew River. On November 14th, it's Mipso and Steep Canyon Rangers. Again, that's November 14th, Carolina Performing Arts Center at Memorial Hall. At Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, on Tuesday, September 30th, it's Mesa. Wednesday, October 1st, it's Cheyenne Jackson. Thursday, October 2nd, the Manhattan Transfer. Friday and Saturday, October 3rd and 4th, it's C.S. Lewis's The Great Divorce. Monday, October 6th, Esperanza Spalding. Then on Tuesday, October 7th, it's Tig Notaro, included on Business Insider's list of 50 women who are changing the world, and Rolling Stone's list of 50 funniest people now. Tig Notaro was nominated for a Grammy Award in 2014 for her sophomore release, Live. Then on Wednesday, October 8th, it's Chris Thile and Edgar Meyer. Thursday, October 9th, Corey Smith, with special guest Clayton Anderson. And Friday, October 10th, is Joshua Scott Jones. At Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, the upcoming list of performers, the best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson on October 4th. October 8th through the 19th, it's Phantom of the Opera. October 25th, Bill Cosby. October 29th, Susan Boyle. November 6th, Jason Isbell with special guest Sturgill Simpson. Now, for any of these shows, you can find tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the DPAC Ticket Center. Coming up on Wednesday, October 29th, it's Susan Boyle. For the first time in her phenomenally successful career, Susan will be holding her own on American stages, performing a sensational and contemporary repertoire of iconic album tracks and never-before-heard classics that will captivate and enthrall her audience. November 7th, 8th, and 9th, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle has become one of the most distinctive voices in comedy with his laser-precise views on race, class, and popular culture. A true journeyman who has worked in the entertainment industry since he was 14, Chappelle rose to the height of fame on the strength of his groundbreaking Chappelle's Show and stand-up specials. Once again, that's November 7th, 8th, and 9th, Dave Chappelle at Durham Performing Arts Center, DPAC. And then on Tuesday, November 11th, Melissa Etheridge. Wednesday, November 12th, So You Think You Can Dance Tour 2014. We've got our audio description information as provided by Arts Access. Audio description is a narration service for individuals who are blind or have low vision. The audio describer provides an ongoing dialogue of visual events that are taking place on the stage, screen, at the museum, on a television, at the movies, or even public speaking events. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. Programs coming up Sunday, October 5th, Wait Until Dark, the Cary Players Community Theater on Dry Avenue in Cary. Tickets, 919-469-4069. Let's do that again. 919-469-4069. Tickets at etix.com, the box office at the Cary Arts Center, or by calling 800-514-3849. On Wednesday, October 15th, the audio-described performance of Phantom of the Opera at DPAC. October 18th at 2 p.m., audio-described performance of A Chorus Line, North Carolina Theater at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium. October 19th at 1 o'clock, Desire Under the Elms at Raleigh Little Theater. October 19th, 2 p.m., Around the World in 80 Days. October 26th, 2 p.m., Dracula and the Mask of the Red Death, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater, box office 919-719-0810. November 4th at 7:30, The Member of the Wedding. This is Triad Stage on South Elm Street in Greensboro. Frankie is a 12-year-old tomboy, tired of her small Georgia town and longing for a world of adventure and romance. Despite forming a fragile bond with Bernice, a maid, and John Henry, her 7-year-old cousin, Frankie dreams of running away with her brother and his new bride. From one of the South's most daring writers comes this acclaimed portrait of a girl desperate for a place to belong. Information, call 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. Then November 9th at 5 p.m., Mirandy and the Brother Wind at Raleigh Little Theater. Again, this is audio-described performances. In Ridgetop South Carolina, 1906, Mirandy is determined to catch Brother Wind. It's the best bet to win the cakewalk, but he eludes all the tricks that her friends advise. This adaptation of a popular children's book is a cultural celebration that is full of lively song and dance. Tickets online at RaleighLittleTheater.org or by calling 919-821-3111. At North Carolina State University Center Stage, Saturday, October 18th, it's SF Jazz Collective, and our all-star ensemble, the SF Jazz Collective, unites eight of the finest performers-composers at work in jazz today. Hailing from Puerto Rico, New York, Venezuela, Philadelphia, New Zealand, and Israel, the collective's multicultural lineup mirrors the explosion of jazz talent around the globe. Again, that's Saturday, October 18th, NC State Center Stage. Then on Friday and Saturday, October 24th and 25th, Lucky Plush Productions presents The Q, equal parts dance and theater. The Q unfolds in a fictional airport where travelers stumble humorously and awkwardly into the high stakes of each other's private lives. Influences of slapstick, vaudeville, and Busby Berkeley-style choreography are combined to concoct a clever, surreal, and lovable dance theater production. We kick up the fun a couple of notches with live music by the Claudettes, a neo-vaudevillian drum and piano duo. On Saturday, November 1st at Center Stage, Nano Stern. Chilean guitarist Nano Stern's rise to fame has been meteoric, with a devoted following that stretches out from Chile into Latin America, north to Canada and the U.S., over to Europe, and down to Australia. A guitar virtuoso with a powerful singing voice, he is noted for his passionate, charismatic live performances that reflect his poetic advocacy for social justice. Thursday, November 13th at NC State Center Stage, and I hope I am pronouncing this correctly, Daka Braka, a hit at New York's Global Fest 2014, dubbed Subversive Ukrainian Punk Folk. This quartet's astonishingly powerful and uncompromising vocal range creates a transnational sound rooted in Ukrainian culture, accompanied by Indian, Arabic, African, Russian, and Australian traditional instrumentation. All right, one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history. Of course, I'm talking about A Christmas Carol, starring Ira David Wood III as Scrooge. This is the 40th anniversary year of the hit musical comedy. Performances are scheduled for the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at Memorial Auditorium December 10th through the 14th. Tickets go on sale October 12th at Ticketmaster.com. Performances are also scheduled at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, December 18th through the 21st. Tickets are on sale now at 919-680-2787. Or at dpacnc.com. Moving on to events at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, October 3rd through the 5th, Yevgeny Sudbin plays Yevgeny Sudbin plays Rachmaninoff, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maimandy Concert Hall. Ticket prices $50 to $55. October 4th and 5th, Love Confusion at Fletcher Opera Theater. October 9th through the 26th, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula and Mask of the Red Death. October 14th through the 19th, it's A Chorus Line, presented by North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. prices $26.69 to $90.74. October 17th at the Oscars, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites at Maymandy Concert Hall. October 19th, Hannibal Buress, Broadway Series South, Fletcher Opera Theater. October 24th and 25th, Tchaikovsky's First Piano Concerto, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. October 29th, Shaping Sound at Fletcher Opera Theater. Shaping Sound is an electrifying mashup of dance styles and musical genres brought fully to life on stage by a dynamic company of contemporary dancers. Ticket prices, $50.71 to $84.87, and there are VIP tickets, including a meet and greet. November 1st, Phantoms of the Opera, North Carolina Young People's Concert Series at Maymandy Concert Hall. October 31st and November 1st, Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. Tickets for that are $45. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. November 2nd, Beethoven, Mass in C and Choral Fantasy, North Carolina Master Chorale, Maymandy Concert Hall. November 7th and 8th, Copeland in Mexico, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, Maymandy Concert Hall. Copeland's work captures the spirit and feel of Mexico. The music combined with the film Redis makes for an unforgettable exploration of Mexican folk culture. Tickets are $18 to $55. Here's one for the kiddies. On November 8th, Yo Gabba Gabba, AC Entertainment and Broadway Series South at Memorial Auditorium. Yo Gabba Gabba Live is on the road with a new show, Music is Awesome. The coolest rock concert for kids and parents is back to celebrate its fifth anniversary on the road. DJ Lance Rock and the Yo Gabba Gabba creators, Christian Jacobs and Scott Schultz, carefully handpicked the set list to make the most awesome show yet. Ticket prices range from $21.75 to $41.75. November 9th, it's Wagner's Tristan and Isolde, North Carolina Opera, Maymandy Concert Hall. November 13th, Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. This is Pinecone, Fletcher Opera Theater. Pinecone's down-home concerts begin this fall with Willie Watson with special guest Liz Longley. Watson, a former member of Old Crow Medicine Show, is touring in support of his debut album, Folk Singer, Volume 1. Tickets $22 to $29. Moving on to PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 800-745-3000. And we're going to start off with a cancellation hip-hop legends tour event on Saturday, October 18th at PNC Arena has been canceled. On Thursday, October 30th, Brantley Gilbert with special guests Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis. Brantley Gilbert built a grassroots fan base in Georgia before giving Nashville a shot. His first success was as a songwriter, helping pen Jason Aldean's Dirt Road Anthem. So far, he scored 4 top 10 hits and 3 gold singles. On Sunday, November 9th at PNC Arena, Jeff Dunham and his cast of characters with the Disorderly Conduct Tour. Dunham is best known for his famed troupe of sidekicks who are on tour with him. They include Walter the Grumpy Retiree, Ahmed the Dead Terrorist, the beer-fueled redneck Bubba J, the manic purple creature Peanut, the spicy pepper from south of the border, Jose Jalapeno, and Peanut's own ventriloquist dummy, Little Jeff, a mini version of the ringmaster himself. Dunham handcrafts each character personally and brings them to life on stage. Tickets, $43.50. Again, that's Jeff Dunham, Sunday, November 9th at PNC Arena. Saturday, November 22nd, the live debut of the Christmas Attic. Shows are at 3 and 8 p.m. Trans-Siberian Orchestra will wrap up 2014 by performing their rock opera, The Christmas Attic, live for the first time. While 1998's The Christmas Attic features one of the band's most popular songs, Christmas Canon, surprisingly, it is the only album of the Christmas trilogy never to be performed live. As in all previous years, a portion of all ticket sales would go to benefit select local charities. The consistent growth of Trans-Siberian Orchestra's touring popularity has increased the group's contributions, and to date, Trans-Siberian Orchestra has donated more than $11 million to local charities. Ticket prices for this event on Saturday, November 22nd, $30 to $71.50. Again, there are two shows on November 22nd, 3 and 8 p.m. Friday, December 5th, the Black Keys with special guest St. Vincent. December 10th through the 15th, Disney on Ice presents Frozen. And Wednesday, December 31st, it is the Avett Brothers to help close out 2014. Okay, here we go with a list of some of the festivals and other events coming up across North Carolina. October 3rd through the 5th, 28th Annual North Carolina Seafood Festival in Moorhead City. I've been to that event. Lots of fun, lots of good food. October 3rd and 4th, North Carolina Poultry Jubilee in Rose Hill. Also October 3rd and 4th, Spring Hope National Pumpkin Festival. October 4th, Raleigh Irish Music Festival at Moore Square Park. October 4th, Great Grapes Wine, Arts, and Food Festival in Charlotte. October 4th, Farm City Day in Hendersonville. October 4th and 5th, Autumn Jubilee in Salisbury. October 5th, Festifall in Chapel Hill. October 5 through 12, Toast to the Coast in Moorhead City. October 9th through the 12th, USTA North Carolina Singles Championship in Goldsboro. October 10th, October Tour Night Out in Salisbury. Two events on October 10th and 11th, the Reidsville Downtown Homegrown Festival and the Eastern Carolina Barbecue Throwdown and Festival in Rocky Mount. October 11th, two events, Mountain Glory Festival in Marion and the Gateway Festival in Kings Mountain. Several items running October 10th through the 12th, the Duck Jazz Festival in Duck, Hickory's Oktoberfest, Autumn Leaves Festival in Mount Airy, and the Cotton Ginning Days in Dallas, North Carolina. Of course, the North Carolina State Fair will be coming up relatively soon, October 16th through the 26th. Dorton Arena Concerts this year, Thursday, October 16th, Vanilla Ice, tickets $5. Friday, October 17th, Tamala Mann, tickets $10. Saturday, October 18th, Clay Walker, tickets $12. Sunday, October 19th, Parmalee, tickets $10. Monday, October 20th, Love and Theft, tickets are $10. Tuesday, October 21st, James Gregory, tickets are $5. Wednesday, October 22nd, Brandy Clark, tickets are $5. Thursday, October 23rd, McLean, including China and McLean, with special guests Before You Exit, tickets are $10. Friday, October 24th, Newsboys, tickets are $10. Saturday, October 25th, Trace Adkins, tickets are $17. And to close out the fair concerts, Sunday, October 26th, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, tickets are $15. All concerts begin at 7:30. At North Carolina Museum of Art, on Sunday, October 19th, Ensemble Vermilion, music from the Low Countries in the time of Vermeer. Sunday, November 2nd, Emmanuel Gruber, the French Masters, Debussy and Rodin, Polnick and Feininger, Frank and Monet. These French contemporaries explored common themes in their work. Whether they departed from traditional techniques, selected the same subject matter, or expressed similar sentiments, each pair of masters created works of great beauty and originality. Should have done this along with the state fair, but there are other agricultural fairs across North Carolina. Running now through October 4th, the Wayne County Regional Ag Fair. Now through October 5th, Cleveland County Fair. Now through October 4th, Onslow County Ag Fair. Through October 4th, Wilkes County Ag Fair. And through October 5th, September 30th through October 5th, Stanley Regional Ag Fair. October 3rd through the 11th, Robinson Regional Ag Fair. October 3rd through the 12th, Dixie Classic Fair in Winston-Salem. October 13th through the 19th, Columbus County Ag Fair. And October 16th through the 26th, the North Carolina State Fair, of course. And October 31st through November 9th, the Cape Fear Fair and Expo. Coming up at Walnut Creek Amphitheater, Thursday, October 9th, it is the Zach Brown Band. At Red Hat, October 3rd and 4th, we'll play host to select IBMA Wide Open Bluegrass events. Again, that's at Red Hat Amphitheater in downtown Raleigh. And then on Thursday, October 9th, it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. At Cocobooth Amphitheater, where you can call for information at 919-462-2025. On Wednesday, October 1st, is Charles Petty and the Iron Mountain Messengers. Saturday, October 4th, the 22nd Annual Triangle Alzheimer's North Carolina Walk. Sunday, October 5th, Outback Concerts presents Darius Rucker with special guest David Nail and Joel Krause. On Saturday, October 18th, the 14th Annual Kerry Diwali 2014. And on Saturday, October 11th, Drag Bingo, Bingo's a Witch, supporting Alliance of AIDS Services in North Carolina. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.